Welcome back to TechNet Radio. Blaine Martin and Microsoft Deployment MVP Rhonda Layfield conclude their Windows Server 2012 deployment series, and in this episode they discuss Windows Deployment Services. Tune in as they chat about its new features, as well as show a quick demo of how it works and how to use it with Windows Server 2012. Blaine, the mic is yours.
Hello and welcome to IT Time, TechNet Radio. I'm your host, Blaine Barton, a senior IT pro evangelist with Microsoft. And I have part three with one of my favorite people to deal with, either from an MVP perspective or when we're talking about specifically Windows deployment. That is Rhonda Layfield. How are you doing, Rhonda?
I'm doing great, Blaine.
Great. Well, welcome back to IT Time, TechNet Radio. You are the senior deployment architect for Deployment Done Right, set up a deployment MVP and desktop deployment product specialist. We're going to talk about Windows deployment services with Windows Server 2012. And we're going to really focus on priority and pre-staging. You want to go into that, Rhonda?
Absolutely. There's a lot of nice new features with WDS 2012. And some of my favorites, drivers. Drivers so needed to be enhanced. And what I mean by drivers is in the past, we could only filter on like the BIOS of a machine for driver management. Pre-staging, which I'm going to show you in just a second, that can be done within the WDS snap-in now, where in the past we had to go into Active Directory users and computers and pre-stage there. And I think that what Microsoft probably found was in some of these larger organizations, it's a different group of guys. It's a different group of people that are the Active Directory people than it is the deployment people. So the deployment guys were kind of having trouble trying to get the Active Directory guys to go in and do the pre-staging in the time they needed to have it done in. So now, deployment administrators, you guys get to do pre-staging as well as the deployments themselves. We also have a new expected deployment results wizard to show us if we did deploy to a specific client machine, which drivers would be deployed to it, which ones does WDS think should be deployed to it, and what would the deployment results be. We can install standalone WDS servers. This is brand new, and a lot of companies have wanted this. Little mom and pop shops, maybe you've got 50 client machines. You don't have 400,000 computers, but you've got 50 machines and you don't really have Active Directory up and running and you still wanted to use WDS. Now you can do the standalone WDS server and you don't have to create your own Pixie boot. And it was just a nightmare in the past for anyone to do this on their own. The big requirement was that you had to have Active Directory, which is fine for most of us, but this does help a lot of those clients so they don't have to have Active Directory for WDS. And then adding VHD images, the command we used to use was a WDS util command, and we'd go to a command prompt, and this thing looks like a paragraph. It's probably 250 characters in length, and it was just really a lot of fun to type and get right so that it would accept a VHD image into WDS. Now you can do it right in the snap-in just as easy as we add WIM images. In fact, you can take it one step further and you can add VHDX image formats, which provide sparse dynamic representation. And you can just kind of think of those as not really the VHD image itself, but the instructions to build the image. So it's much, much smaller. Then, yeah, we have the boot and install images have priorities now. It's about time. So now we can tell it which one we want to be displayed on top. So if nobody presses any buttons or cursors up and down to choose a different one, which one will be the default? We have TFTP and multicasting of our images over IPv6. Deployments are much faster. You know what? They've always been pretty fast using WDS 2012. Well, even the older versions of WDS, they've been pretty fast. I've actually installed server operating systems. I'd say it was probably 2008 R2 was the last one I had done, and it took less than 20 minutes. In fact, I thought something was maybe wrong, but all it is doing a file copy, and that was a WIM image at the time. It simply copies the WIM image over, runs a little BCD edit command to tell it to boot that WIM image now, and it's up and running. But they've tweaked it. In the past, it had to download the WIM image and then perform the deployment. Now it downloads and performs the deployment at the same time. So it's even faster than it was. The last thing that's new is support of deploying ARM clients, which we all know was very much needed in this day and time. Let's go take a look at some of the demos we're going to do in WDS.
So Rhonda.
Yes.
This is a trick question. Where do you get WDS at?
WDS actually ships in all your server products. This is another free product from Microsoft. Yep. So if you own a server.
The server manager rolls in features and install it right in there.
That's it. Piece of cake.
Yep.
This is what WDS looks like on a Server 2012 machine. I've already got it installed and configured, but I wanted to show you a couple nice new little features here. And this is looking at our boot images. And one thing you might notice is I have something called an MDT WinPE in here. Well, this is integrating MDT and WDS together. And what's so cool about that is MDT by itself does not offer a Pixie boot solution. But simply putting the MDT WinPE as a boot image into WDS allows you now to Pixie boot just F12 your clients. They automatically connect to the WDS server. You can choose the MDT WinPE, and then inside that WinPE, it's hard-coded for who the MDT server is, so it could, if it wanted to pop over to the MDT server and download an image from that. But you don't need to do that. You could also have install images, and your install images are either desktop or server. You could have Server 2012, Server 2008 R2, Windows 7, Windows 8, any of these OSs are supported to be deployed through WDS. But the nice thing I wanted to show you in here was the new priority feature. If you look all the way over on the right-hand side, we've got the priority here, which is going to be the same for each new boot image that you add. And what this means is if I go over to a client and I kick off my WDS client, I'm going to Pixie boot this. So with the priorities now, notice that you can see the Windows WinPE is first, and then we have the MDT WinPE. Why is that important? Because you've got the little countdown at the bottom. The countdown is telling us if we don't touch the screen, if I don't cursor up and down and choose one, the top WinPE is going to be the one that gets booted. So the nice thing with the priorities is if I wanted the MDT WinPE to be on top, I could come over and take it from, change that 5 down to a 4, the lower number wins. And then if I go back to my client,
I remember the lowest number wins.
Yes, that's always confusing to me.
Number.
And notice this time we've got our MDT WinPE on top. So the priorities are really, really nice to be able to control which WinPE will be on top, just in case you've automated pressing that F12 button and you don't really need a human being to be out there to kick off your deployments. Priorities rock. What do you think of priorities, yeah, Blaine?
I think they're awesome because, you know, one of the issues that you're supposed to be doing is either light touch, which would be somebody sitting there hitting the manual, you know, hit the key, or zero touch, right, Rhonda? So the whole point of this is to not be there, right?
Absolutely.
So go to the default in which you want it to go to. So it makes perfect sense. It's a great feature.
And Blaine, that's perfect. To capitalize on what you were just talking about, takes us straight into pre-staging devices. And if you're not familiar with what pre-staging a device is, it's simply making a device known to WDS. In the past, we had to go through Active Directory in order to pre-stage our machines, but notice the new node we have in WDS. We have Active Directory pre-staged devices. To add a device, you can simply right-click, choose Add Device, whatever you would like the computer to be named. This guy's going to be VP of HR. The device ID, I like to type in the MAC address. Now, if you would prefer to go get the globally unique identifiers from all your machines and type those in, feel free to do that. But it's a lot larger number than just putting in a MAC address. So I would input our MAC address and if we were using device groups, you could input that. If you want this computer object to be created in a specific OU, you would input that in the OU box here. And yes, you can change these after you've added the pre-staged machine as well. Then we have our Pixie prompt policy, and this is brand new with WDS 2012. The Pixie prompt policy will dictate what happens after a network boot is initiated. Does someone need to press the F12 key or not? So here we've got require the user to press F12 or always continue the Pixie boot. Continue the Pixie boot unless the user presses the escape key. We could set it to never Pixie boot or use a custom Pixie boot program. And then also we could tell it the exact boot image, which WinPE do you want this client to select during the deployment. So this is all stored on something called our referral server. And I'm going to leave everything set to the defaults. We could also set up here the unattended answer file that should run for this specific client. Now, what's so cool about these features with pre-staging, I mentioned that had to be done in Active Directory. To set up a specific unattend to a client, we had to do that through a WDS util command. In the past, all we could do is say, all clients get this unattend, but we couldn't be specific about which client would get an unattend. And you might think it's a lot of work to do up front, but you really have to think about the fact that you're going to live with this deployment solution for the next 2, 3, 4 years. So every single time a client needs to be redeployed or re-imaged, if you set it up once, then everything is set, ready to go. You could Pixie boot that client and just walk away. Within 10 to 15 minutes, you have a brand new Server 2012, you have a brand new Windows 8 client, everything is set back to the defaults, and if there were any viruses, Trojans, anything on that machine, they would be wiped out and clean in under 30 minutes. So it's really a fantastic utility. If you set it up properly the first time, you won't have to do it again. I'm going to go ahead and click next.
The referral server is just that. It's the server that has those bits and staging, right?
That's it, exactly. That's what the referral server is. And you could set up so that one of your WDS machines is the referral server, and that hosts the Pixie prompt policy, but then you could have other WDS servers out there as well. And one of the nice things is you could actually have backup WDS servers. So you could set WDS server 1 to be the primary, and he would contact clients whenever he hears Pixie boot requests coming in. And then WDS server 2 could be configured to hold off 10 seconds before you actually talk to the clients. That way, WDS1 would always be the one to answer clients unless it was down, there was something wrong with it. That would be the referral server. If it doesn't answer because maybe the machine's down for maintenance, or maybe, guys, with all the power outages we've had on the East Coast lately, maybe the power's out on the machine. So WDS2 could pick up the slack for it.
It's like a failover.
Exactly. Built right into the product. So it's nice that we don't have to have clustering set up. It's just simply one little setting. So the join rights, this used to be a nightmare to set up too. We used to have to hack the registry to go in and set it up for configuring this specific user account. Notice that by default, we're telling it to join the domain when this device is deployed. Well, what kind of credentials does the user account that you're deploying it as need? Do you want them to only be able to join the machine to the domain, which means it has to have a computer object already created in Active Directory, or with full rights that says allow the user account to create the computer object in Active Directory and join the machine to the domain? So in some of those larger environments where you have multiple groups that do things and they're very security aware, they might want you to do your deployments where the only thing that the account you're using can do is join machines to the domain. It doesn't even have security permissions to create computer objects. So this is where you could define the user account and what type of rights it's supposed to have, join only or full rights.
And then, of course, once you get joined to the domain, there are a lot of other things that are going to provision there, like group policy coming down from the DC, and then other things you can do once you're in the domain environment, right?
So absolutely. Maybe,
so instead of giving them full rights, you know, full keys to the kingdom there, you can just have join only, and off you go. So I think it's great. Good demo.
Yeah, it's a lot easier now than what it used to be. Our pre-staged device was added, and this was the guy that we just added. I told you could come in and make any changes that you choose to. Notice that a few things got filled in for us. The distinguished name is going to be put into the deploymentdoctor.com domain in the computers container, and the name is going to be VPHR, what we gave it when we set it up. And anything else you'd like to come in and edit later on, this is really a fantastic new feature to WDS. They've just made it so much more user-friendly. These are all our Pixie prompt settings, boot image, the client unattended files, and join rights if you'd like to come in and make any changes to it. So that's pre-staging in WDS now. No longer do you have to go to Active Directory.
Right, and I think that's great. I mean, because it's interesting that you touched on those three particular areas, because it seems like, and in past history of being an OEM for about 7 years, is in the OPK and all that, and set up MGR and those tools that you're talking about, you know, specifically here is was joining them to a domain, right? Provisioning the devices. I mean, all those things we've had, you know, that have always been kind of a challenge, if you will. Not to say that they didn't work. They worked. It was just the configuration on how you did all of this as much more streamlined here.
Absolutely. And I think that Microsoft is really listening to the clients and finding out what they need, you know, what will help people to deploy things easier. And I just don't think it gets any easier than the suite of deployment tools that they've come up with them. I know the price is right. I mean, WDS, as you pointed out, ships with server operating systems. It's just a role you add. So,
Yeah, and you get MDT 2012 as a solution accelerator, right? Download, free download.
Absolutely. Free download there, too.
Yeah. So, great, Rhonda. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, Rhonda Layfield, MVP for Setup and Deployment. And when she had talked about talking to our customers, more importantly, we talked to people like Rhonda who give us the feedback when they're in the field actually doing this in real life to give us back information as an MVP back to Microsoft, make these tools better. So once again, thanks, Rhonda, for joining IT Time TechNet Radio. Any last words here?
Well, I do have a new 3-day deployment class that I put together, and it's mainly demo-driven and lecture-based. It's about 10 hours a day. It's really, really got a lot of information, covers the Windows ADK, MDT, WDS, and SCCM. In fact, I threw in both SCCM 2007 and 2012 so people could see the new differences in the products. So check out my website, www.deploymentdoctor.com, for upcoming dates.
So that was fantastic, and it sounds like a course that maybe I want to sit through. Talking about the MDT 2012 Update 1, what's new with ADK, WDS, sounds like some great topics. Rhonda, always a pleasure having you on IT Time TechNet Radio. Also, if you want to download Windows Server System Center 2012, you can go to http://ms/msproducts. And with that, I'm Blaine Martin, IT Time Radio. And with that, it's a wrap.